I want to quickly talk tonight about the land will favor you. The land will favor you. No, not everybody heard that. The land will favor you. Tell three people around you, the land will favor me. The land will favor me. The land will favor me. I told you a few weeks ago, it's not everybody the land favors. Not everybody. The Bible talks about somebody in the scriptures. Can you open your Bibles with me to the book of Ruth? You must have heard about that. But just look at what happened. From chapter 1 and verse 1. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to dwell in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. The name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife was what? Naomi. And the names of his two sons were what? Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they went to the country of Moab and remained there. You know, that's like traveling to the U.S. Bible says they remained there. They stayed there. They migrated. Next verse. Then Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died. That's the first calamity. When you and your family leave where you are living and you go to another city to start up a life, and first of all, the man dies. That's a big problem. Because the first thing, if you're a Nigerian, is how to explain to the family. You must have eaten up your husband. Next verse. Or that same verse, let's see. And she was left and her two sons. Next verse. Now they took wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah. The name of the other wife was Ruth. And they dwelt there about 10 years. Then both Mahlon and Chilion also died. What kind of wala is this one? May that never be your portion. Amazing. You took your family abroad. The man died. You were left with your two sons and raised them. After 10 years, they married, then they both died. That's not a good migration. I would rather stay in my country. Next verse. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab that the Lord had visited his people by giving them bread. Now, while she was in Moab, she got news that your country is now okay. Oh. So she took the two wives and said, we're going back. Next verse. Therefore, she went out from the place where she was and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return to the land of Judah. Hiya. Next verse. And Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me. Now, note what happens. Naomi is returning back to our city with our two daughters-in-law. Now, what it means is that our daughters-in-law are also migrating. They were from the former land. Glory to Jesus. They were from that land. Now they are moving to another land. Next verse. The Lord grant that you might find rest each on her husband's house. So she kissed them and lifted up their voices and wept. Next verse. And they said to her, surely we'll return with you to your people. But Naomi said, turn back, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there still sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? Turn back, my daughters, for I'm too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, I should have a husband tonight and should also bear sons. Now, it means Naomi was a very wonderful woman. They loved her to the core. If your daughters-in-law are willing to follow you anywhere, even when their husbands are dead, you must be a wonderful person. Lovely Naomi. Bad things happen to good people. You have to know that. I told you, stop believing all those home videos. Home videos have told you too many lies. Home video, the good person will always win at the end. Have you noticed? Have you noticed? They cheated her in the beginning. They beat her. She suffered. At the end, she now had money. She was now showing all of them and say, you see now? That only happens in home video. Don't let anybody deceive you. You know, some people think, you know, when we watch movies like that, we think that God should favor the nice person. You say, oh, Lord, where is your face? Oh, help this person. She has suffered enough. You can suffer in birth, suffer to school, suffer to graduate, suffer while working, suffer to retire, suffer to die. If you do nothing about your life will remain the same way. Praise God. You can suffer. You can. People can suffer. But listen to me. I was showing somebody something. I think we dealt with it in our devotional. Amazing. Yes, we dealt with it. Let me show you again. Genesis. Very interesting story. Genesis chapter 27. We dealt with it in our devotional, but I want to show you from here. I told you in that devotional, I said, Jacob got a blessing from his father. You remember? Jacob got a blessing from his father. He cheated and got Esau's blessing. Even though the story shows us that he cheated, but that blessing was his, because there was already a prophetic word that the elder shall serve the younger. So it was not actually that he did anything. It was just prophecy playing out. Are you hearing me? But the Bible says that somehow he took his brother's blessing and the father blessed him and made him great. And the elder brother came back and cried and said, Father, what happened? And he said, don't you have a blessing for me? Let me show you that scripture. You need to see it. Very important scripture. Genesis chapter 27. Let's read from verse 32. From verse 32, quickly. And his father Isaac said to him, who are you? So he said, I'm your son, firstborn Esau. Then Isaac trembled exceedingly. Isaac trembled. Let me quickly teach you something about Isaac. Isaac determined Esau by trying to perceive. It's dangerous to try to use your senses for a journey of your destiny. Very dangerous. Are you my son, Esau? Yes, I am, father. His voice sounds like Jacob, but the hands are the hands of Esau. Senses. Senses. There are some things in your life you don't use senses. You use the spirit. Because the voice may sound like Jacob and the hand like Esau. If you marry someone whose voice is Jacob and the hands are Esau, oh, here is your case. Oh. you know what I'm talking about? People package before marriage. Two packages. Packaging for package. Have you ever looked at someone you want to marry and the voice is always sweet? Sorry. Shebi, I've said sorry now. And in your heart, you'll be saying, I'm more gentle, nice. Oh. See how she's even saying sorry. My brother, you have not heard the real voice. That's not a real voice, oh. You will hear the real voice when you marry. Someone says, sorry now. No, that's not a real voice. So, Abo Yaboni, sorry, so bunny. Sorry, Abi. That's the real voice. That happens when you marry Jacob with Esau's body. May God help you. Get to that verse. I just want to show you that. But let's go. I want to show you this. Very important. Then Isaac trembled and said, where is the one who wanted game and brought it to me? I ate all of it before you came, and I blessed him. And indeed, he shall be blessed. Hiya. Ah, indeed, whether you like it or not. Ah, it was just the word. He said, indeed. I told you this before. I thought Isaac should say something like, don't mind him. He has come take your blessing. Don't worry, I'll give you the real one. No. He said, I've already blessed him. And indeed, sometimes you need to mistakenly catch a blessing. Because when you catch it, whether by mistake, whether by error, or for real, it's already happened in your life. How many of you understand what I'm saying? Lift up your voice and shout amen. Amen. Sit down. I've taught you several times. I've taught you. You never know when the voice of your pastor is on the mountain. Sometimes it's on the mountain top. You don't joke. He might be wearing jeans and a t-shirt and says, God bless you. You think that's the casual one? You are making a mistake. Your approach to that word determines what comes upon your life. God didn't make prophets just like that. He didn't make a man of God because he's a man of God. Or because just wanted to make men of God? No. He had an assignment for them and put words in their mouth. Sometimes they just say something and it just comes to pass. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? Can I say something from my spirit? Hey, katabakata. Before the end of February, you will receive a golden surprise. Sit down. Let me tell you something. I wasn't even going to say this, but now God is shifting my message. Permit me to shift it. Listen, let me tell you this. I was saying a few days ago, I said, you know what? Isaac said, I'm old now. I'm old. And 20 years after Jacob left, he was still alive. I'm old now, and I want to bless you. That means it was not really about the blessing. God just wanted to bless somebody. It was because it was Jacob that was supposed to be blessed. It was not Isaac that was supposed to release a blessing. It was Jacob that pulled it out of his father. He needed to be blessed. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? Sometimes when you come to church, the pastor may not even be ready to dish out anything that has to do with you. But you are the one that wants to pull this thing. Hey, I wish I were talking to someone. Hey, barakatabaya. Let me tell you something. This is a real life story. One day I was coming to church. It was a workers' meeting. I was very tired. I told him I went back home. I went to rest. I slept off. They had started workers meeting. They were already praying, calling me. I didn't even know. When I woke up, hey, I saw Miss Call. I said, hey, the most important meeting of this church. That's the first Sunday of the month. I said, hey, I checked my phone. I saw Miss Call. I started getting her. And I was going. And I said, Lord, you and I know that I'm just going, because I'm very tired. You know what God told me? He said, you have to go, not for your sake. Somebody prayed you to come. He's waiting for you in the auditorium. I heard it clearly. I braced up myself. I said, whether the words are there or not, somebody has already sent me, and I'm going for the sake of that person. I don't know whose sake I came here tonight, but the Lord says that somebody under the sound of my voice, you are drawing out your miracle tonight. Sit down. I need to tell you stuff. Let's get back to that scripture. I need to show you some stuff. Are you ready to pull out something tonight? You know, the way you be behaving on your chair matters. Some of you are just sitting down like an idol. No, you can't get anything like that. Some of you are watching like something's about to be thrown. The word comes out, for the word of God is quick and powerful. It's like a football. You know, when Messi's about to score a goal, the keeper does not know when the ball enters the net, because the word is very quick. And some people are going to receive it before they go home. They are receiving it before they go home. About 100 people are receiving it before they go home. If you believe it, shout amen. Leto bakaranda kasila. This is how these words come out every time. And somebody catches it, goes back home, and comes back with a miracle. I've received several testimonies. Pastor, as you were preaching, pastor said, I got one tonight, this evening. Pastor pastor said, and while pastor was preaching, he said, and you know, some of you, that same said you heard, but nothing happened because you didn't attach any importance to it. But tonight, you've got to make up your mind. I'm not looking at who's by my right. I don't care who's by my left. I don't care the friend I came with. I'm going to receive something tonight. How many of you are going to receive something tonight? Lift up your voice and shout, yes! Get to that scripture. Sit down. When Esau heard the words of his father, he cried. Esau cried because he knew the way Isaac said it, he knew that was the end. Isaac said, indeed, he shall be blessed. Esau cried with an exceedingly great and bitter cry and said to his father, bless me also, oh my father. I'm trying to show you something from here. Watch. I'm taking you to where I'm showing you. Next verse. But he said, your brother came with deceit and has taken away your blessing. Next verse. And Esau said, is he not rightly named Jacob? For he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and now look, he has taken away my blessing. And he said, have you not reserved? Have you not kept one? Didn't you keep any for me? This is supposed to be Jacob's story. It's Jacob that should be saying, didn't you keep one for me? It means actually, Isaac wanted to give everything to Esau and nothing to Jacob. Didn't you keep any for me? Next verse, continue. Then Isaac answered and said to Esau, indeed, I have made him your master. And all his brethren I have given to him as servants. You know, things like this shock me. Isaac did not say, indeed, I have prayed for him that he will be your master. He said, I have made him. What I said has done it. I have made him your master. Oh God, it's not by crying. I've already done it. When I said that thing, some things followed it. If you like, go to Japan, he's your master. If you like, go to Israel, he's your master. I've already made him your master. Get to that scripture. Let me show you what it says. He says, all his brethren, I have given to him as servants. That means anybody else that will come from my loins anywhere, they're already servants. With grain and wine, I have already sustained him. Hiya. He didn't give him money. But he said, the thing I said. Let me tell you something. If you think that people just get rich because they should be rich, you are telling yourself a lie. See, we attract something supernaturally. I'm going to show you tonight why people go and do ritual, money ritual, killing a human being, taking his blood for money, killing animals, taking their blood for money, is the same reason why when God was going to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt, he told them, go and get a bull, go and get sheep, go and get a lamb. We need the blood quickly. Blood works. Blood works. Blood works. Interestingly, we have a blood that speaks better things. Ephron Gasula Balandi. Blood works. Sir, there are some rituals we will do tonight. Aunt Alia, when they ask you by the end of this year, I say, how did you get it? Tell them it's blood money. Sit down, I'm coming there. Don't worry. You will know that blood works. Some blood will destroy your future. One blood will make your future. We don't need the blood of bulls and goats. We got a better blood. Somebody shed it for my sake and said, I will shed it. Even though I don't deserve to die, I will die. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus, even though he was very rich, yet for me, Jesus became poor so that I, through that poverty, can have an exchange. Whether the devil likes it or not, I declare by the Spirit, you are becoming rich. Sit down. Get back to that verse. I want to show you some stuff. Get back to that verse. He said, I've sustained him. What shall I do for you now, my son? Continue. Next verse. And Esau said to his father, have you only one blessing? My father, bless me also. Oh, my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. I imagine that day must have been a sorrowful day. Because this is where future was determined. Next verse. But this is what I want to show you. Then Isaac's father answered and said to him, behold, he began to bless him. Finally. He gave him a blessing. He said, but I've made him your master, but you will get one. Behold. And you know, it's because he was persistent. That's why he gave him one. He said, have you not one? Then he cried before his father. By the time you see my tears, you will know this is a serious matter. We are not joking here. You have to give me one. Some of you give up too soon. In fact, a lot of times people give up at the point when their breakthrough should show up. Go to that scripture. I want to show you. He said, behold, your dwelling shall be of the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above. By your sword you shall live and you shall serve your brother, which is a fact. I've already blessed him. But this is the major part. And it shall come to pass when you become restless that you shall break his yoke from your neck. Hold on. And see, we have never really dwelt on this verse. I want to show you something. Isaac said, I have blessed him. I have made him your master. But he told Esau, this and this will happen to you too. He said, but a time will come when you become restless. That scripture does not show us well. Get me New Living Translation. NLT, quickly. Get me that scripture on NLT. Do you have it? Good. But when you decide to break free, that's what Yoruba calls it. When you are ready, he will no longer be your master. Listen, he said, but a time will come when you are ready, you will be his servant until head is correct. And you decide, I can't take it anymore. If you want to take it, take it. You know what I discovered? If you are still living as a slave, it's your fault. If you're still living as a slave, whose fault? If you come to a church like TLC for 6 months and your life remains the same, whose fault? And I'm not joking, sir. For 13 years, we have told everyone, you can't be here for 6 months and your life will remain the same. And I've seen it play out year after year. Yeah, I've seen people who came here with nothing. And God has mightily increased them on every side. I've seen people who came here with sickness. I've seen God change their lives. If you now remain the same, it's your fault. It's your fault. I was sharing with Pastor K the other day. He said, this is how my life would have been destroyed if God didn't find me here. Listen, if you remain the same, it's your fault. He said, because when you decide to break free, when you decide, you will come out of that yoke. You will come out. That means coming out of the yoke depends on you. Just about 10 people heard what I said. Who does it depend on? Oh, you didn't say it like me. Who does it depend on? Tell anybody, it depends on me. It depends on me. Go back to Ruth now. Go back to Ruth. I was trying to show you something. Go back to Ruth. Ruth chapter 1. That's where we are. Maybe 6 or 7 or something. Quickly. Okay, good. Go to verse 12. Turn back, my daughters. Go, for I'm too old. Verse 13. He said, would you wait for them till they are grown? Would you restrain yourself from having husbands? No, my daughters, for it grieves me very much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord has gone out against me. Now Naomi is feeling depressed and bad. Said, God is against me. Because you know why? Where she went didn't favor her. But she brought out somebody from there called Ruth. Ruth went back with her to Judah. But where Ruth went favored her. Somebody went, didn't favor. Another person went, it favored. Somebody went, it didn't favor. Another person went, it favored. Stop listening to people that say that Nigeria, I cannot favor you. Sir, every country I show up in, whether Nigeria, America, UK, Japan, Dubai, anywhere I show up from today will favor me. Anywhere. I told you last week there are principalities in every city. Lagos has, Abuja has. I was checking scripture and I discovered that the three cities we have mentioned so far are pioneering cities in Nigeria. Lagos, most populous city in Africa, surely in Nigeria, with over 25 million now. 25 million. Power is everywhere. 25 million now. Abuja, 1991. Became the capital of Nigeria, moved away from Lagos. Now, that's where power is in this country. Ibadan, first in everything. First Nigeria university. First high skyscraper in Nigeria. First TV station in Nigeria. First in everything. In fact, first TV station in Africa. Ibadan. These three cities have to favor you. You didn't hear me well. Whether the devil likes it or not, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, they will favor you. Sit down. Now let's go quickly. We're not spending time tonight. We're about to round off. Tonight's going to be heavy. 2 Kings chapter 2 now. 2 Kings chapter 2. Let's read from verse 19 quickly. Then the men of the city said to Elisha, please notice, the situation of this city is pleasant. The situation of this city is pleasant. As my Lord sees, you can see. But the water is bad and the ground is barren. Isn't that amazing? Do you know, the first time I read this many years ago, I just saw Nigeria. The situation of this city, if there's anywhere money is in Africa, is Lagos, is Abuja. If there's anywhere, is Nigeria. Sir, Nigeria has money. I've told you, if anybody tells you there's money, he's not yet born. He wasn't born in this country. I told you last week, we will misplay. Somebody will steal 10 billion, we'll be laughing. When you now tell your neighbor, say, that man stole 10 billion, say, 10 billion. You didn't hear of this one that stole 15 billion. I heard somebody stole money in this country. The president asked her, where did you see it? Even the president said, yeah? President shake. She now went to the money to another country and bought the country. Yes, now, that's buying country now. When you are entering a country for the first time, I will make you minister. Haven't you bought us? You know, you just enter and say, what's your highest post here? Say, president. I don't need president. I can't speak your language. Which one is next? Say, minister of finance. Put me there. Say, how? Are you okay? Where do you come from? $10 billion. Oh, yeah, stand up. We have a new minister. See, you have some monies. When they enter some country, they will change the person there. You are not hearing what I'm talking about. See, some of you don't know. See, somebody stole our money. The person died. At death, person still dashing us money. As in, demons, you just tap the person, from the grave, because it can't be angels that is tapping him. Papa, papa, send them some money. You just talk to them. In America, say, out of the money social basis store, it's another 2 billion. See? Or more. That's to show you how much money. And with all these monies that are missing, you and I are still smiling. There's money. Kekota baratea. Haya. Get back to that scripture. Second, quickly. Second Kings. Please notice this, please, but the water is bad. Sir, see, notice. Nigeria is, there's money in this country. But as you can see, people are hungry. No job. Do something, sir. They told the man of God. Let me tell you something here today. Many of you that will receive it. If you like notice, if you like receive it, I'm just telling the truth. Let me tell you a truth here tonight. Until Nigeria comes to recognize the place of men of God in this country, nothing is going to change. Nothing will change. And I'm telling you, if it takes 50 years for our heads to be correct, nothing will change. Nothing will change. Nothing will change. I wish I were talking to somebody. Get back to that scripture now. Next verse. Then the man of the city, quickly, and he said, bring me. This is where the solution is. And this was going to happen here tonight. Bring me a new bowl. Sir, they said the water is bad. The ground is barren. Elisha is asking for a bowl. What is a bowl in the river of a country? A bowl. You would have walked. Sir, have you didn't hear what we said? It's the river that is bad, not somebody's bucket of water. Because sometimes the answer does not look like the question. Just give me a bowl. Simple. Many of us, we question God too much. We know more than God. My son, do you need the blessing this year? Yes. Drop everything in your account. Lord, if you are the one, confirm with my brother, my sister, the one in Japan, the one in Europe. Reconfirm with my wife. Then tomorrow you will speak to me. I will see you in the dream. Then you will call me by name. I will know you are the one. Continue. You will remain there. And I'm telling you the truth. You will remain there. Because when God wants to do the impossible, when he wants to do the impossible, he uses the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. Foolish things. Get me a bowl! Not a new bowl, a new bowl. Every syllable, every word in the scripture has a meaning. A new bowl. Don't get me an old bowl. Get me a new bowl. Let me give you, for instance, nationally, nothing is going to change this country until a new mindset is born. Nothing. When I say it's going to take us more than 100 years for a change, it's not a negative prophecy. It's a fact backed up by the scriptures. Let's keep praying. Pray that our children will see the light. Our problem is not, it's a mindset problem. Even if our president come now with a good plan, we will kill it. We, citizens, we kill it. If tomorrow every policeman changes and stops collecting bribe, the yellow buses people will kill the system. We will destroy the traffic lights by ourselves. We will say it's not working well. Say traffic light does not know when somebody is supposed to move. The traffic light, we will spoil it because our mindset says nothing works. Get me a new bowl. Next verse. Or the same verse. Same verse. And put what? Hey, la, la. Ilo krebakata. Get me a bowl and put salt in it. No matter the quantity, just put what? Salt in it. I'm going to tell you three things that we need tonight. And if we take these three things seriously, everywhere you go will start favoring you. Let me tell you something. I'm about to dwell with you in the prophetic. I'm not talking. See, you may hear me teaching you, but I want to give you prophetic instructions. You know, many people in the world obey their Baba, but they don't listen to prophets. They don't listen to pastors. Because those ones give them show different kind of razzmatazz. By the time if I do it for you too, you will believe me. I'll just run around this place 2-3 times. I won't come with this suit, I'll come with white garment. Tie cross here, 5. The way I will shake. You are the one that will say, will you enisu? There's some shaking that you are the one that will be begging the man of God, please, will answer. What is the Lord saying? What is the Lord is surely talking. What is this here? But you know, we have come too simple now. We don't need to shout. When I told you God said there'll be a plane crash, I didn't shout. I said, the Lord said this year, there's no need to shout. If God really spoke to you, you need to shout. When I came here too many years ago and said, the Lord said to this match, final match, Nigeria 1-0, there was no shout. In fact, there was even trembling to say it. There's no need to shout. When Elisha told Naaman, to go wash by the Jordan, he said, I thought he would come out and do some razzmatazz. Just go and wash. Sometimes we are too simple enough. Just the word of God does not need stress. Let me tell you one now. Between now and the next 12 hours, somebody's not ready. I mean, between now and the next 12 hours, a strange phone call that will bring you a blessing will land. Some of you are trusting God for some monies. I prophesy by the Spirit of God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, within the next 24 hours, receive it! Sit down. I'm about to close. I want to show you 3 things. Get me a new bowl and put some salt in it. Get me a new bowl. Put some salt in it. Somebody say bowl. Look at him and tell him bowl. Say God needs a new bowl. When God needs a new bowl, there are 3 things he's talking about. Number 1 is that God needs you to be a new creation. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. God is not going to do anything outside of his word. All things are passed away. All things have become new. When you give your life to Christ, God is set for you. Absolutely set. Every covenant we carry is based in the kingdom. It's based on sonship. It's based on being a new creation. If any man be in Christ, he is. Not he will be. He is a new creation. And I've taught you that area before. I said, anytime you wake up in the morning, what are you? You're a new creation. When you wake up tomorrow morning, what are you? You did not become a new creation yesterday. Mm-mm. He is. So 8 p.m., what am I? A new creation. 8:01, what am I? If anybody is insulting you by what you did yesterday, has he not missed it? Because at every point in time when you remember who you are what? A new creation. He is. Not he will be. Not he was. He is. That's why I put it in that tense. He is. He is. What are you now? Hey, Kaya Bakata. You know, I don't know how I feel. I don't know how to tell you this. I feel like a new creation. Somebody say amen. I'm a new creation. Number 2, when he says he wants a new bowl, he says it means he wants a new mindset. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. It means a new mindset. Let me tell you, sir, you can be a new creation with an old mindset. And that's where problems are. I've seen Christians. Have you not seen Christians whose lives are the other way around? Because they are new creations with old mindsets. It's a big problem. I'm telling you, it's a big problem. If all Christians in Nigeria had new mindsets, Nigeria would be a better place. You know why I don't break traffic lights? You know why I don't throw things on the floor? You know why my place is excellent and neat? You know why I cherish neatness? Not because anybody taught me, but because the word of God says so. That's my mindset, that things must work well. That's my mindset. That's what I learned from God. I learned excellence from God. I learned newness from God. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? I learned order from God. I learned good dressing from God. And that's why if you're a child of God and you're not dressing well, something is wrong somewhere. Something somewhere has gone wrong. Because if you are a new child of God, you have a new mindset. You don't behave like before. You don't. It's a new mindset you need. It's amazing to find Christians who believe in poverty. Hey, that's a terrible mindset. That's not even old. It's terrible. I'm telling you, with all that Jesus did, you still want to be poor? You are very wicked. If I were Jesus, there are people I'll be removing from this world quickly. With all I did for you, with the death, I remember how they were beating me and my blood was dropping. You are still like this. Angels, carry me. A new mindset. That's why when you're a Theosian, there are ways you behave. We got a new mindset. Hey, how many of you understand what I'm talking about? There are things we don't do as Theosians. There are things we don't do. We don't do them. You can't find a Theosian man beating his wife. Then he's not a Theosian. You can't be a Theosian man and touch your wife. You can't. Something's wrong with you. If you beat your wife, I will have to respect your life. Because you are not. You can't be a Theosian and beat your wife. You cannot. The woman told me later, I said, my husband beat me. He's not me. I know it's not true. Me. Calling for me. When I called his wife, he said, Moko, Shakarani. Afikoya Shakarano. If not, you mean you know the punishment. No, because that's our mindset. It's the way we think. It's the way we think. And if you're a Theosian and you're a woman and your mouth is too fireful, you are not renewed. See me for baptism. Yeah, because every Theosian woman will speak properly. It's our mindset. Don't you understand? You still want to be rich for yourself? You don't have a new mindset. We are being rich for the gospel. We know that. It's our mindset. Why is God going to give you billions before the end of this year? Because there are things to be done in the house of God. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? Now, when we're going to get that property is $350 million. It's waiting for us. You are going to give millions. You have no choice. That's why God wants to bless you. You know it. It's a new mindset. That's a new bowl. I've told you several, if you're not going to work for God with your money, God will not bless you. It's my prayer. Father, if there's anybody here that does not give him a Lord, make them suffer. Lord, in the name of Jesus, don't give them what they're looking for. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. That's my prayer. And God is not joking with it. If you like, be saying in your mind, I get the money. I got salad Dublin. Salad Dubai. You will hook at the airport, you will see. You will see. A new creation, a new mindset. The last one is a new vision. God says the reason why you're receiving at the level you're receiving is that your vision is too small. It's too small. You've got to think bigger. It's too small. Too small. I said, write two things you want to do. Number one, to be selling Akara. Is that your vision? Akara. Don't come and see me concerning it. A new vision. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? How many of you are receiving a new vision here today? May the Lord open your eyes to new visions. Now let's go. We got a round of now. Then he said, put salt in it. That's the real one. Put salt. Because of time, I will not go into the scriptures. But the Bible says, ye are the salt of the earth. God needs you for the land to favor you. But this is the problem about salt. He says, you are the salt of the earth. He said, but when the salt loses its saltiness. Now, that's what I need to explain to you. So, salt can actually refuse to be salty. Salt. But it's not salty. That means a salt is called salt, not because of the way it looks, but because of the flavor it provides. If it stops providing that flavor, we can't call it salt anymore. I'm the salt of the world. If you don't have any flavor from you, you are not salt. You need to know that. If there's no impact from you to the world, you are no salt. If you are not relevant to Nigeria, you are not salt. I wish I were talking to somebody here. Say, you are the salt of the earth. Elijah said, get me salt. Get me Sam. Get me Dixon. Get me K. Get me Sheol. He says, get me salt. I need salt. I need salt. When God thinks about you, does heaven rejoice? When God thinks about you, do the angels rejoice? When God thinks about you, does heaven shake? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Somebody shout amen. I want to say something tonight. I want to say something. And I want to say it from the whole of my heart. How many of you will make God proud? Let me tell you how to make God proud. When you finally buy that your jet. When you come to church one day and say, Pastor, I just wrote a check for $2 billion for IGOS 2023. Then you are making God proud. You are becoming real salt. When salt loses its saltiness, the Bible says it's of no use than to be trampled under the foot of man. Useless. There are three things that make us salty. Three things. Look at it, they were telling three things. Those three things will make you salty tonight. Listen, when you combine the new bowl with the saltiness of you being the salt, then everywhere you step from today will surely favor you. What are the things that make you salty? Three things. Number one, because of time, I'll just watch them. The anointing. So when a man is covered with the anointing, you don't know how. He just does things beyond his capacity. And this anointing that you have received means that no man teaches you anything. And the Holy Spirit you have received. Sir, the anointing is so heavy, sir. If we do things other than the anointing, we do things that we know that normally we would not have done. See, you need to pass your interview under the anointing. You need to go and defend that proposal under the anointing. If you do it ordinarily, you will fail. You will come back with no results. I know what I'm talking about. I wish you understand what I'm saying. You've got to see, everything has to work under the anointing, and I'm telling you the truth. I was going to get a property yesterday, change my mom's place. We were trying to get a place, and we got to a place because we had where we wanted. It's either this place or nothing. It must be this estate, not even any estate. This particular estate, that's the one we want. Estate that no house opens up there. No house. The smallest three-bedroom flat that is just one ensuite is 1 million. In just outside my estate, my own estate is 1.5. 1 million. So every time the agents tell me, I say, I've seen it. It's not that one. We don't want that. It's that tiny one. Two-bedroom flat that has no exit. 700. That's one, Abby. Toilet leads to sitting room. The window of the toilet. It has no external window. The toilet leads to the sitting room. 700,000. And somebody will collect it though, because that estate is gold. So they called me for somebody yesterday. My mom invited someone to church on Sunday. The person, you see why sometimes you invite people? It might just be the person you invited. It's the person that got out of the place. The guest that was invited by her. I said, there's a place. I saw it. I said, I went there. When I ran there, the man was talking to me. Four people came to check the same property. Then I knew, if you talk to this man normally, the property will not be yours. Because his best friend was among them. His best friend. I said, Pastor, you can't understand. Me and this guy were looking for property for a long time. We can understand. So I said, if I talk to this man naturally, this thing will not come. Let me switch tongue. Little. Come out to law. I went back to him and said, we need this thing. He said, Pastor, you know you are an anointed man of God. I need to give you preference. I will give you the property. I will give you. He said, Pastor, you know, but I don't know what I'm going to tell my friend. What would I tell him? While we went there, I went there with her and another family came there again to check it. When that family entered, they saw us at the back. They looked at this. He just went. I said, Shama, Lord. Don't be going like that. Don't come back home. Because they were already asking us. So we came, somebody told us about this property. We came to check it. I, my wife, and my son. I said, I don't hate you. But you see, you can't have it. Sorry. The anointing has collected this one. And I searched it in the spirit. Till payment was made this morning. Collected it for where? The guy told me to make payment and he was still complaining. But what will I now tell my friend? That's why I don't care. I think we are laughing in this country. Some of you are laughing with the devil. You say, sorry, we can't give you. And we go after it with persistence. It's mine. When you are functioning under the anointing, nobody must say no to you. I wish I were talking to somebody. You never take no for an answer. Never take no for... How many people am I talking to here tonight? How many of you will never take no for an answer? Come on, give a shout! Let me shock you. The next appointment they give you for that contract, you will get the contract. Number one is the anointing. Number two, what are the things that make us salty? There are things that make us salty. That's why we are salty. Iparakuse falande, felagrus talia suta, benangis. Number two is the presence of God. If you will not go with us, we go nowhere. Sir, there are things that when you carry, no devil can stop you. Devils. They told us churches don't grow here. How do churches grow here? This is Abule Egba. The biggest church is a small. Where? I carry his presence. We're making moves now. Very soon, by God's grace, shall be on Dove TV. I was asking, I said, what are we carrying to TV? He said, my presence. You are the fire in me. You are the power right work in me. You understand what I'm saying?
You are my ever-present helper.
Say it like you mean it.
Holy Spirit.
About it. Let me go back. I saw on Facebook today, somebody posted it to a portal of my friend of our school. He said, a preacher, I didn't even watch it, I didn't bother watching it. They wrote that a preacher said that if you fall under the anointing, you will break, and you break any chair, you will pay for it. You know what came to my mind? Let me tell you the truth. See, when something is not happening to you anymore, the only next thing is to criticize it. When you don't understand what is happening, some pastors have tried everything, they have blown air. They have kicked. They have pushed people. Let's be going. They run, they go. They are tired. So they have decided. Nah, lie. They can't imagine somebody just falling under the anointing. I told you a few days ago, when we were at the other property, they said it's because of a rug. That's why people fall under the anointing. There's this rug. It's not a rug that is there. They will just sleep. In this place, it's tiles. Sometimes you don't even touch anybody. Just right where you are, God's presence hits you. And some people be afraid for them. Brother, don't you know? These things are not natural. Don't you know they're by the Spirit? Don't you understand? Don't you get it? Let me tell you something that happened. I think 2 nights ago. I didn't even know. They were telling me, but I saw. A pastor was standing there. How many of you? I don't know how many of you saw him. He fell by this thing. Some of us thought that what was there was going to actually pierce him. Did you see what happened? That this thing moved. Nobody touched it. It moved away for him. Because you don't know what operates here. If you are still coming here and you are seeing carnality, you are gone. You are gone. So, have I ever told you why people fall under the anointing? You've got to know it. Nobody wants to fall. Okay, go home today, tomorrow, and fall and see whether you fall. Don't say, I want to fall now. You will not fall anywhere. People don't want to fall. But when the presence overwhelms you, it weakens your natural body. You can't hold it anymore. I wish I were talking to someone. If you're restricting, everything is restricted. God's presence is heavy. It can still make the lame to walk. It can still cause the blind to see. Let me tell you something that's about to happen here. God just spoke to my heart now. God's presence can give you a new brain. They said you are dull, but God's presence can give you a new brain. So how can this one make money? It's because they don't know what is on you. They don't know what is on you. If they knew what is on you, they would leave you alone. Shemanga sufe palagaski amratusi. Pastors, were some of you not here in a meeting a few years ago as we prayed on a Sunday afternoon at the workers' meeting, and a young man fell under the anointing? He was trying to get up. He did everything, he couldn't get up. I told him, I said, leave him alone. He's under a presence. He tried to get up. He couldn't get up. We left the meeting. He was still trying to get up. When he eventually got up, went to the hospital, SS had become AA. The father said, it's not possible. Said, I gave back to you, I know you. The father followed him to the lab. Do another test for me. The test came out AA. You think God is joking? God is not joking with greater wealth transfer. There's someone under the sound of my voice tonight. I declare by the Spirit of God, you are receiving that transfer. How many do I want to tell you? How many? One of our pastors, I think your wife, had something enter her leg. How many years was it? 9 years. 9 years. And asbestos broke long ago, entered her leg, and the leg was swelling and misbehaving. 9 years. Under one meeting. No drug. No operation, nothing. And it literally came out by itself. You think God is joking? You think God is joking? Listen, on Saturday night, I was going back home, just this last Saturday, a few days ago. A young boy stopped me and said, hold on, sir, hold on. I went down. Sir, I want to see. I said, what? He said, can I sleep in church? I said, he's not our property. He's an event center. He said, but I need to see you. I said, can you look for a place to sleep and see me tomorrow morning in church? He said, okay. The next morning, he came to church. I was seeing the guests, so I told Pastor Dixon, attend to him. Pastor Dixon went to attend to him. Oh, it was in the morning, early in the morning. Pastor Dixon gave him clothes to wear. He was looking shabby. After the service, I think first or second service, one of our ushers came to meet me and said, Pastor, my neighbor yesterday sent her son to the ATM. When he got there, they collected the phone, collected the money, and kidnapped the boy. We have been looking for the boy. So she gave me the picture. Was it not you I gave the picture to? Say, hold it, I'll pray over it. Young boy. Say, Pastor, everywhere is scattered. You need to pray. We need to find him. So I took, I said, we'll pray for him. Before we finished leaving this place, the boy they were looking for was the same boy I saw on Saturday night, who said, hold on, I want to see you. We asked one of our leaders here to follow him home. When they got there, everywhere scattered. The mother was already on AIT, announcing for him, not knowing that he had found succor in the Lord's crew as given by God. Listen, God will not allow you to suffer. If only you knew the God we are talking about. Was it not how many years ago your son was kidnapped? Kidnapped. It was obvious he was kidnapped for rituals, because they had just installed a new king, or they were about to install a new king, and they needed somebody who will be used. And I heard the call. Said, Pastor, I can't find my son. He's been kidnapped. Left my house that night. Ran to the venue at Mero. That time Mero was not what Mero is now. Empty land with kings and rituals. I said, where is he? Said, we don't know. We have been looking for him. Shouted his name everywhere. I said, if we look for him normally, we will not find him. We better get into the realm and get him out, or else they will think we are joking. So I called our son, who was a pastor. Can we speak in tongues around this vicinity? Shouting in tongues. It will be interpreted to them that if you don't release this boy, all of you will die one by one. For 2 hours, we were talking in tongues, talking everywhere, shouting in tongues. The whole vicinity was hearing us, thinking we were mad. No, we want back what you took. We want back what the devil took. We are not going to joke with this one. We want it back. After many hours, after 6 hours, we just heard a shout. Hey, we have found him. We have found him. Where did you find him? Oba's palace. Devil is a bastard. Shakaya. Whoever says you won't go far will have to retreat for your sake. They will have to go down for your sake. The anointing is the salt. Presence keeps you salty. Number three that keeps you salty is the blood. And they overcame. Blood of the Lamb. And by the word of their testimony. If anybody thinks we do this ritual for fun, they have no sense. Nobody does this for fun. Even Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. Communion is a type of the old leaven. The Feast of the Lemons. Passover. In those days, you shed the blood for things to happen. God told Moses, I've done every kind of wonder. Pharaoh refuses to hear. This last one, I promise you, he will release you. Moses was wondering, Lord, we have shown so many signs, nothing happened. God said, don't worry. This one, tell all your people to go and get lamb. Let them kill it. I need the blood. We'll do something with it. When you get the blood, get hyssop, dip it inside the blood, smash it on your doorpost. It's done. If you were an Israelite at that time, Egyptians would have been looking at you like you have no sense. What are they doing? How can you be spreadingly spilling blood everywhere? Hey, you want the environment to be dirty? Hey, go back to Israel if you want to please to be dirty like this. They didn't know it was our ritual. When Jesus was about to go to the cross, he quickly remembered, we have not done our ritual. Get me a house. Get me a place. We need to do it quickly before I go. Because if we don't do it, I will not be glorified. And they called the place, sat down together, broke the bread, took the communion. Immediately after it, Judas Ramado went to quickly betray him so that he can be glorified. Sir, this thing we call blood is the last shot. Somebody say last shots. When everything has failed, this one doesn't fail. When everything has refused to work, this one doesn't work. Let me announce to you, in the month of April, you remember the Lord told us about that month, that there will be a spread like wildfire, an unusual wealth transfer. Hear me now. In that month, hear me. People come and ask you, you did something. Remind them, you're about to take the last shot. This last shot, it has to work. How many of you heard what I'm talking about? Can I say it again? I said this last shot, it has to work. Just about 100 people heard what I said. This last shot, it has to work. This last shot, it has to work. This last shot, it has to work. Church, hear me. If you are here, sick in your body. If you are here, trusting God for some funds. Hear me, brethren. Hear me very well. Hear me. Hear me. I believe in hard work. I believe in planning. I believe in strategy. But there are some monies you need. It has to be supernatural. Planning will not get it on time. There are some monies you need. It has to appear, whether by error, by mistake, by one way or the other, inside your account. You didn't hear me. As much as I believe in the one that comes from hard work and planning, I believe in the supernatural one too. Because Jesus showed us all. While Paul worked hard for the result, Jesus wanted to pay tax. He said, go to the mouth of the fish. The first coin you find there, take the money, go and pay our tax. This one is an urgent need. We can't wait for Judas. And we can't wait until we go for the next ministry. When Mary Magdalene will drop money. We need this one urgently. It has to show up. Can I declare here tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by divine inspiration, by supernatural release, by spiritual impact, you will receive that money. I'm going to need you to pray for just 2 minutes. You know the prayer? Tonight, Lord, the power that will make me favored in Lagos, Abuja, and Ibadan, the monies in these cities, let them begin to come to me. Can you pray like you have never prayed now? Pray like you have never prayed. Pray like you have never prayed it. Because something is about to take place.